Visiting today with Pleasantville head boys basketball coach Taylor Phipps to preview their 2025-2026 season. Coach, you know, a little bit before we get into kind of the start of this season, let's take a little look back to last season. You know, pretty decent season overall for you guys last year, unfortunately falling in that second round of sub-state to West Marshall, but just kind of talk about overall thoughts of how you feel last season went.
Yeah, I thought the kids did a really nice job of growing and progressing throughout the entire season from – you know, that first week of practice in November, all the way through that last week of practice in the postseason, I felt like we just kept getting better and better, and we were closer as a group, and just kept, you know, playing together and figuring out how to be our best. And, you know, I thought our seniors did a great job of leading the way, and then the underclassmen, you know, did a great job of finding their role. And, you know, as a whole, I felt like it was a good season. We had several young guys that stepped in and played some significant minutes that, you know, got some more experience. And so, yeah, looking forward to this year for sure.
Yeah, no, you head into this scrim, you know, this season, obviously you have a little bit to go, as we talked on November 13th, your first games on the 2nd. Do have a little scrimmage before then, but talk a little bit about kind of some key returners you're going to have coming back this year.
Yeah, obviously we're kind of headlined by you know, all-state selection, Braylon Bingham, who, you know, has been an integral part of lots of different sports at Pleasantville over the last several years. And, you know, coming off of a fantastic football season where they, you know, made it to the quarterfinals, and before that, you know, was a state baseball champion, you know, along with several other kids on the team that, you know, have been part of those programs too. But, you know, obviously looking forward to, you know, a bigger, stronger, better version of Braylon this year. And then as well as, you know, some of the guys coming back, Cote White will be a junior as well. Stanton Major will be a senior. And, you know, looking for both of those guys to step up and contribute even more than they did last year. And then a couple sophomores, Nolan Fichter and Trendon Phipps, also significant minutes for us last year and did a nice job coming in as freshmen. And, you know, so looking forward to that. And, you know, we got a couple other young guys that are ready to step up and contribute and move forward.
Yeah, you know, to talk about Braylon Bingham, you highlight him. You know, he's a 1,000-point scorer in his first 2 years. You know, looking at, you know, kind of knocking on the door of potential history of what he's been able to do so far. You know, how does Braylon kind of continue to try to reach for a ceiling that it seems like a lot of people from the outside looking in would think he would already have achieved? But how does he continue to get better and improve?
I mean, I think it's, you know, just kind of like I mentioned, just a bigger, stronger version of himself. You know, he's been committed in the weight room as, you know, as well as a number of other guys, you know, throughout our programs. And, you know, the best way to get better at any sport is to get bigger, faster, and stronger. And so, you know, definitely looking forward to, you know, seeing our kids compete this year. And, you know, Braylon's, you know, one that has done a really nice job of staying committed in the weight room. And, you know, it shows, you know, out on the competition court or field, you know, and several other guys too. Stanton Major's been in the weight room a ton and is looking to play college football. And so, you know, that's a part of what he wants to do as well. And he'll be a major contributor for us this year too.
Yeah, and you look at boys sports at Pleasantville, you know, you mentioned it a little bit already, but coming off a state baseball title over the summertime, very good football season entering into the, you know, they went to the state quarterfinals. Do you feel like the winning is kind of, you know, kind of becoming contagious a little bit at the school?
You know, that's the hope. And, you know, as a coach, you know, you, that's easy to say, but, you know, it is something that you still have to buy into every single day at practice, and you have to, you know, continue to push yourself and continue to, you know, have kids pushing to compete with each other and get better and get stronger. And, you know, obviously having success in different sports, you know, only fuels that fire, and you get used to, you know, winning and figuring out ways to win, you know, but for me, it definitely starts, you know, in the practices every day and the habits that we're building and, you know, the ways that we can, you know, keep playing together as a team. And, you know, basketball is, you know, one of the sports where, you know, there's not a lot of time to relax or rest in between plays. Like, you know, in football, you can kind of relax after a play for, you know, a few seconds, or baseball, you got, you know, after a pitch. But basketball, there's no time to waste. You got to keep going, keep competing. And, you know, so hopefully we can do that, and we're looking forward to a great year.
Looking at the schedule for this year, of course, you'll have your conference games that you play, every season. But look at the non-conference schedule. Do you like it? Is it similar to last year? Kind of, what are your thoughts on the schedule this season?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. We changed our non-conference schedule up a little bit and have added some, some tougher teams. And so I'm looking forward to continue to push ourselves. We've added Grinnell and West Marshall to our non-conference schedule. And last year we didn't get to play Ankeny Christian because it got snowed out toward the end of the year. So that's now been moved to our first game of the year. So, excited. We haven't played them before. So, some new opponents and some quality opponents. And so that'll be, a challenge for us. But, I know our kids are going to rise up to that challenge.
Yeah, and Coach, too, from the point you start practice, obviously some of these boys are still recovering from football, but from the time you start practice until that first game, what are some of those key things that you're dialed in on to get ready for the season?
Yeah, I think that, for us to be our best, it's playing really fast and getting up and down the court. We have several guys that can, are skilled and can shoot it. And so, we want to create an atmosphere. And so, just playing together and getting up and down the floor quick and moving that ball. So that'll be, some key things we're emphasizing early on. And then, every team, good basketball team is, kind of starts with defense and rebounding. So those will be, their key emphasis that we talk about and kind of our scheme and what our plan is, to keep ourselves in games and kind of be a scrappy defensive team and, hopefully create some chaos out there for opponents. And so, looking forward to it and looking, I know the, it's a fun style to play. And so hopefully our kids are, ready to get after it next week.
Yeah, Coach, and to your team, we'll have the opportunity there on the 13th of December to play at the Casey Center in Des Moines against Sheraton. I know the girls are also going to have an opportunity to play there this season. Kind of talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, we had an opportunity. There's a couple different dates, that were options to, get a game up there. And, it just kind of worked out that we were able to find a non-conference opponent with Sheraton that was interested in going up there as well. And so, yeah, it worked out for both of us on our schedule for that day. And so I think it's a fun opportunity for our kids to go play up there. And this is the last year that state basketball will be at the Casey Center. So obviously that's going to be every team goal is to make it there at the end of the year. And so, maybe that'll just give us a little taste of it and then, keep shooting for that toward the end of the year. But, definitely a fun opportunity for both communities, Sheraton and Pleasantville, to, get up to Des Moines and play in the Casey Center.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time, and looking forward to more conversations throughout the season and looking forward to a good year of Pleasantville basketball.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.